The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Well, welcome to the Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Ann McNeil, and I'm very excited this morning as we come to you with an exciting show discussing Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill and the principles and the philosophy of success in business and in life. With us today is our co-host, Robin Donaldson, and she will introduce our guest for the morning. I'm just very excited. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. We have on the call Ms. Angelique and Thomasina.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, ladies, what we'd like to have each of you to do, that's Thomasina Frost and Thomasina Williams and Angelique Frost, what we'd like to have everybody to do, Robin, including you, is to go ahead and share with our listening audience, how did you come to the Think and Grow Rich book and the principles and the impact it is having or has had on your business and or your life? So we'll go start with you, Robin, then we'll go to Thomasina, then we'll go to Angelique. Thank you.
Okay, good morning again, and thank you for allowing me to be the co-host on this show. And speaking about a book that has truly changed my life, which is The Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And I was introduced to this book by none other than Miss Ann McNeil by way of NABWIC. And for me, it was as if the light bulb went off because everything started to make sense. And as a result of reading this book multiple times, I've been able to literally change my life. And I'm speaking of every aspect of my life. And so for me, with the Think and Grow Rich, the accountability calls that we have every week, it has just really taken my business to another atmosphere. Like, it's just totally blown up simply by applying those principles that are laid out in this book. There's one particular chapter, and it's called Specialized Knowledge. And I'm mentioning this chapter because this is one of the principles or the stories in this chapter that just changed my life. Like, it was really a game changer. And it was the story of Henry Ford, and how he was sued by the Chicago newspaper. Anyway, they were really saying that he was just an ignorant pacifist. And so they questioned his education. And his response was that he does not have to know everything. If there's a question that's asked that he doesn't know, he can simply dial or call someone who has that information. So learning that particular principle, again, it was a game changer, because I thought that in order for me to be successful, I had to do all of these things. So now I just stay in my lane, focus on what I know, and then I use other people in the mastermind who has that experience to bridge my weaknesses. And, again, for me, it's been a game changer because every endeavor that I have, it's the accumulation of the people in my mastermind group. And, again, it has taken my business and my life to new heights. Of course, I could talk about 30 minutes about this book and how it has changed my life, but I'm going to give Thomasina and Angelica opportunity to speak on it.
Thank you, Robin. For me, the power of the book is the power of principle. I am a big believer in consciousness and whatever we feed our minds. I think our minds are the most powerful technology that there is. My story is that I have owned my own business over the course of several years, but currently am not actually operating a business. I decided, though, that I wanted to start another business. And as part of the preparation for doing that, I know that I had to work on, in addition to all the kind of technical things you need to do to get a business started, I really needed to work on myself and my consciousness. And I reconnected with Ann McNeil, who is the most prominent disciple of the book Think and Grow Rich that I know, and started rereading the book because, again, I think it's so helpful to feed our consciousness. Oftentimes we jump out there to do things and we're not as successful as we might think that we were going to be. It's because we didn't do the proper preparation. And I think the most important piece of preparation is our own consciousness. And I like the book because of the fact that it provides a very simple, not necessarily easy to apply, but simple formula and sets of formulas to help us in cultivating our consciousness on this journey of entrepreneurship, the journey of creating our businesses. I love the concept of the mastermind because, again, it's based upon principle and it provides community. I don't think that any successful person ever gets to their level of achievement on their own. No matter what anybody tells you, somebody helped them to get to where they are. And the mastermind concept really helps to build that community. It also helps with accountability and discipline. And those are the things that attracted me to the book, to mastermind groups. I'm in a couple of them. And also the things that keep me coming back and understanding the value of it, working on my consciousness and myself based on principle. Angelique, over to you.
Okay. Hi. So I was introduced to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill through Miss Ann as well. And I also joined the NABWIC, which is just a great resource, positive, and a sisterhood just beyond what you could ever imagine. With the book Think and Grow Rich, I at the time was considering brewing a business. So I started simply by attending one of the committee meetings, and it just inspired me so much to really make me put in perspective to get a move on things. The book, man, is just, it has changed my life for forever. And, you know, I remember just like a small piece of this. I don't know who's all listening to the call, but my grandmother just turned 96, and she said something very powerful to me a few days ago. You know, way back in the day, she would tell me that they wouldn't teach them how to read being Black. They didn't allow them to read, and they would sign their name as an X, and we all know that X means non-existent. And she would tell me that now I know with the power of this book, long story short, why they didn't want us to discover this philosophy, why they held us back from this privilege. So to have the privilege to get something or get something that's so vital and so resourceful is just it has allowed me to take the limitations off of anything. Impossible is just so far out there now. In one of the chapters of auto-suggestion, it teaches you how powerful your thoughts are. And to that, for that reason, I have completely changed my entire circle from around me, because sometimes you have to protect yourself. You can have a good idea. You can know it's good. And then someone else doesn't have the same vision that you have. So the auto-suggestion has just, like, completely torn the walls off for me. Since then, I've reading the book, I've progressed in my business. Just to give you guys a small insight, when I attended the meeting, within 30 days of that, I went and purchased my business. Within 60 days of that, I was able to go and apply and get business credit with learning and reading and just following and coming up with a definite plan. But first and foremost, the most vital piece of this entire book to me is they approach this I don't really know the correct word, but they give you this perception, and it's called old man failure. And he's been around for quite some time. I'm pretty sure all of us have had an experience with him, if not definitely an encounter, even if it was short-lived. But now when I'm pursuing with my business, I now know what he looks like. So now that when I come into contact with this, it's like I'm consistently strategizing, because I know that it's only failure if I give up. If something comes to a brick wall or something isn't working, I have enough time to actually circle back around and say, okay, this isn't wrong. I just need to find another way. This doesn't mean this is a bad idea. And that rolls over to the auto suggestion and having a definite purpose. Because when you have a definite purpose, I am someone that has a lot of good ideas. And with definite purpose, you don't change your mind unless you have a fact of why you're making your mind. And that will kill any indecision or any procrastinating, because they're twin brothers. So it's just a powerful book to me, and it lets you know that there are no limitations. You set the boundaries. You set the bar. Failure does not exist only if you allow it to conquer you. And this book is just a rule break. It needs to be framed in everyone's house, if you ask me. So it's a great book. I would encourage anybody to go grab it.
Right. I think
Thank
it
you.
Needs to be in the schools. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I think they need to be in the schools. It's a prerequisite. That's what it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. This is, like, awesome, awesome, awesome. And I would like to ask a question. You did talk about how, by reading the book and applying the principles, that it has changed your business. How has it changed your
mm-hmm.
personal life?
Oh, man, like, I'm relatively, like, younger and getting into this, which is great that I'm a part of a mastermind group for guidance, resources, and being around the positive energy, because there is very few dreamers. There's a lot of dream killers, but there's very few dreamers that have a vision and willing to actually true entrepreneurship with jumping out there and just taking the chance. And my circle has changed. You know, back in the day when I wasn't as productive. I've always been financially fit, but when I wasn't so productive with my time or the company that I kept, you know, after reading the book, it has changed my circle to the point where I can no longer hold a conversation with the people who I used to hang out with, because they're not dreaming. I'm all the way up in space, and they're here somewhere completely different. So, you know, it's inspired me to hang around people more so that's working with me or working for me. And then anytime I'm in my circle and I'm the smartest one, my circle's too small. I have to pursue and stay elevated, because having friends that keep you stagnant and having friends that pull you down are usually part of the same group. It opened me up to just want to excel and get and perceive any knowledge that I can, and be a student to those that really have been in this area, and that knowledge then is tested and turned into wisdom. So it's changed my life completely.
Awesome, awesome. What about you, Thomasina?
I would echo a very similar sentiment to what Angelique shared. I think, again, the power of the mastermind is that you are surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Again, that concept of community. that oftentimes we are sometimes, I think, overly influenced by the people around us. And particularly one of the things that I think is really powerful, one of the many formulas included in the book, is the self-confidence formula. And for me personally, even though I've been able to have some tremendous successes in my professional life, there are times when I've doubted myself. You know, is this something that I can do? Who am I to be thinking I can do this? How am I going to do this? And to have a community of people who are encouraging you, who are supporting you, and who also are trying to do something themselves so that they are inspiring. Angelique referred to being a part of the mastermind calls. Just to be on the calls on a consistent basis every week, listening to the powerful breakthroughs that other people are having, listening to the challenges that other people are experiencing and how they're overcoming those challenges, and being a part of the support for each other is such a powerful thing. I think another principle for me that's really important is the power of energy, and I think that's the power of the community and the people who are around you. You feed off of each other. The other day, just for example, yesterday we were on a call and Angelique just happened to mention something that the story she was sharing is how something that other people looked at as a negative did not deter her because she knew that that's just kind of part of the journey and that a door was going to open someplace else for her to access something that she needed for her business. And in the course of her sharing that story, I simply asked a clarifying question, oh, are you looking for XYZ? And she said, yes. I said, well, actually, I think I know somebody who can help you get to XYZ. And that, it, to me, is just a very, very small example of the power of spending your time with people who are on a similar journey, who can help you in ways that might not have ever occurred to either of you. If Angelique and I had chosen to spend that time doing something else with another group of people, you know, I might not have been able to offer that support for her and or anybody else in a different circle, and she wouldn't have been able to get the support that she needed from a different circle. Just, again, another example of the power of the concept of mastermind and making sure that you are not only feeding your mind with what you're reading and what you're doing, but also the people that you're spending your time with.
Absolutely. Thank you, Thomasina. Thank you. I think, ladies, for me, the way Think and Grow Rich has changed my personal life, every aspect of my life. And I say that because last year I went down to one of Miss Ann's retreats down in Boca Raton, and it was a survey that was focusing on the 10 areas of your life. So now that I have applied, I understand these principles, my family life has changed. My life is more balanced because now I see the importance of being balanced, whether it's in your recreation, your personal development, your education, your health, finance, family, and spiritual. Now I feel that I'm on a level. Because I know before I would be engrossed in work and in school, so therefore I'm not eating properly because I'm not cooking. I'm stopping eating fast food. And I'm not spending time with my daughter because I'm too busy working. And so I just had to, I mean, that experience just really had me put everything in proper perspective. So now I have boundaries. Now when I come home, I don't bring business home. That time is for me to study and for my daughter. And in doing so, now my daughter's doing better. So Think and Grow Rich, again, the title indicates a quick way to make some money. But it's all about just your mindset and just adjusting things. And I would highly, highly recommend that everyone reads this book. And as I stated before, it should be in the schools. It should be a prerequisite before, you know, graduating or even entering college. So I can't say enough about the book, but I would recommend anyone who is lost, who have found themselves at a standstill or who need some direction or just a reminder. Think and Grow Rich is the book that you should read. Miss Ann McNeil, are you still there?
If I could just follow through on something that you mentioned that I think is really important, Robin, for me is the power of discipline. I think mm-hmm. that the book helps not only with our consciousness and our thoughts, but also having the regular mastermind calls, having the assigned reading, having a specific goal and a plan each week for something that we want to do, not only in terms of the reading, but also in terms of developing our businesses, helps with accountability, being able to, or knowing that you're going to have to report back to a group, but also helps to build discipline. And I know for myself, there are lots of different things I'm interested in, lots of different things I want to do. Sometimes there are things I know that I should be doing, but I'm not doing. So I am not ashamed to admit it, that procrastination is something I struggle with at times as well. And I think one of the additional powers of the book is that it really gives a number of different formulas and a number of different ways to help instill discipline in ourselves, as well as use the mastermind group to discipline us through having to report back and be accountable to other people for what it was that we said that we wanted to do. And when I hear you talk about the impact on your personal life, to me, I think it shows that the discipline is something that becomes a part of who we are, so that it's being disciplined in our business as well as being disciplined in our personal lives.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I just love this show. I'm just so glad that we just got
right.
out of this show today.
And I wanted to say something else, Robin. You know, in the book it talks about your subconscious mind. It's consistently working while you're sleeping. When you're not wanting to utilize it, it's consistently working. And it's said as a fact that the average human uses 10% of their brain. So it leaves us about 90% that we're not even utilizing. And it also teaches you that if you're not using it, whatever you're surfacing or whatever you're around is going to be used, whether it's under a negative light or under a positive mm-hmm. light. So to everyone on the call, it's like, what are you allowing to fill that other 90%? Because if something, if you're around like negativity or something transpiring, remember, the subconscious mind is thinking when you're not thinking. So
mm-hmm.
that would make people like, I've learned I have to protect my mind, not even my dreams. I have to protect my mind to make sure that I'm avoiding situations where, and that's why the auto-suggestion is so good for me, because I can look back around. I can avoid situations now. Now I know that me going in someone else's company and me allowing someone to be in my company are equally as vital. So that mm-hmm. subconscious mind that's working while you're sleeping, be mindful of what you're thinking about before you go to sleep, because your subconscious mind isn't smart enough to know to piece through what you want. It's going to piece through whatever it is you're thinking and carrying over into your time. So that's right. something that really helped me stay on guard, because now I have selective hearing. Now I have selective speaking. If you're speaking to me and I can't help you, if there's a problem that we're discussing, I don't have a resolution, taking my 90% away. I have to reserve this, you know, so it makes me more conscious of the company I keep. So that's like
right.
something good for me as well.
Right. Like you were saying, with the subconscious mind, is going to be influenced. It's just up to us how we want it to be influenced. And I know I had to change some things. I had to change the music I was listening to. You know, even the people who I hang around or the TV shows. So, again, it really does. It teaches some discipline. And just to think that I thought I would miss those types of things, you know, so. Again, this is awesome. So we're getting close to almost the end of our 30 minutes. Did you all have any other comments that you would like to add pertaining to the readings and the effect that it has had, and or go right ahead. Are you there? Hello, everyone. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So do we have any additional comments?
I just want to say that I had every excuse to blame my past for to allow it to cripple me to not become an overachiever, a striver, or getting financially set. I'm the last of nine. I'm the first to graduate from high school, the first to graduate from college, the first to actually go out and venture out to other cities and pursue other business aspects, to cross over into politics, to be interested. So I didn't have my mother. I didn't have my father. I was raised by my grandmother in a country town. So when I transitioned over to cities, I had every excuse to become a failure. I had every excuse to use that as cushion of why it would put limits on my success or why it would hold me back. I was also, after college, I had my first son. I'm a single mom. You know, I had to juggle all of those things and come out with a definite plan to say, I'm going to deliver my family for poverty. I'm not going to accept it. Although they may put limitations on my color, it may be limitations because I didn't come from that perfect single family home. Everything that could have possibly happened to me to cause me to stop happened. It's only with God and with aligning myself with people with open arms that were resourceful, like my sisters from NABWIC, and getting a part of the call that opened my mind up to let me know those are nothing but excuses. Those are nothing but excuses. No one really, you know, and someone said something very powerful to me. Some artists have to die before they come famous. Like, you know, it's like, what is your definite purpose? What are you in it for? Your definite purpose for whatever it is, the cause that you're doing, even if it is money or whatever, just stick with that. You have to have one. For me personally, I had to have one reason why I was, I had to stop from being deterred. I had to change my circle. Sometimes I couldn't even go around family. Sometimes they can't perceive you to the extent that you'd like them to. But it's not to allow them to put limitations on what's for you. What's for you is for you. Nobody can take it away. And I don't care if something goes wrong where another person feels like they're in control. They're never truly. You can put them in control if you like to. But there is no one that is in control, or there is nothing that will stop your show. As long as you stick with determination, have a definite plan, surround yourself around people that can help you, that are resourceful, and you will not fail. Like I said, failure, people think, is something I feel like that just happens. It just happens to happen, and then you go on to the next thing. That wasn't enough for me. No one really cares until you win, so just win. All roadblocks that are built always have a detour. There's no roadblock. They're going to block and say, hey, you can't get past. There's always a detour. There's always another way. There's always someone else. And that's something that I really wanted to sit with, because I didn't have anything encouraging. So it made it a little harder for me to get on the platform that I'm on. But it's like, once you get here, you'll never want to go back. You'll never be the same. It would be like someone trying to grab you from the stars. It's like, you know, so I would like to leave people off on that note. Stay encouraged. Protect your mind. Be mindful of what you say and be mindful of what you hear. And that's something that I wanted to get across to everyone. That look, dreams come true. They do. So thank you, Ms. Robin and Thomasina.
Absolutely. This is so powerful, and I absolutely love this. I think we have Ms. Ann back on. Are you there, Ms. Ann?
Yes, I am, and there's no better way to end this show. I had to jump off for a moment because I'm at the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting, and they opened the doors, and it is mad. It is a madhouse, but it is awesome. So, ladies, we must do this again. If y'all don't mind, you think about when. But I'm going to time off, Robin, because I have a lot of noise in the background. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Miss Ann, as well. And, ladies, I would love to – normally what happens on the Saturday shows, we go through the book per chapter. So it's a more like in-depth study of it. So we would start, of course, in the introduction and just go through the book. That was how Ms. Ann normally had it set up. But, I mean, we could be creative. And like I was saying yesterday on the call, like the way that this book has changed us, I mean, I have to tell somebody. And what better way we can convey this message by being on Blog Talk. After the show, I'm going to share the link for this particular show. You can put it on your social media, emails. I use it a lot for emails. So I think this is just really great. I just think it's really great. And I'd like to thank you ladies for, you know, jumping on at such short notice to be part of the show. And let's see. I just wanted to give the telephone number for listeners if they wanted to join us on Friday mornings at 7 a.m., which is the Think and Grow Rich Accountability Call. And that number is 305-341-2788. The number, again, is 305-341-2788. And for Saturday mornings, International Mastermind Call, that call-in number is 661-554-9219. And in closing, I would like to say that no individual may have great power without availing himself of the mastermind. Until next week, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.